More than 30,000 people have had their bank accounts drained and their credit ruined in what's being called the nation's biggest case ever of identity theft. Losses are expected to exceed $2.7 million. Federal authorities in New York yesterday arrested three men in connection with the scheme. Investigators say an insider at a software company sold access to the victims' credit histories to at least 20 other people. Betsy Broder is here. She's Assistant Director for Planning Information in the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau for Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Identity theft seems to be on the rise. Is that a fact?
I'm not sure there are firm numbers out there that say that it's actually on the rise, but we certainly are much more aware of it, and there's a name for something that people would experience before but didn't call identity theft. So now there is a federal law that criminalizes identity theft. Almost every state has a law on identity theft, and these are recent developments.
Anything we can do to protect ourselves?
Well, if I were to say that you can absolutely protect yourself from identity theft, I would be misspeaking. I think yesterday's incident reveals that even if you exercise caution with the way you handle your information, someone else has that information, and if they don't have good security, you're at risk. But having said that, there are steps that we all can take to reduce our risk or minimize our risk of identity theft.
What would that be?
Well, for example, be very careful with how you handle your information about yourself. Let's talk about social security numbers. Nothing is more important or valuable on your financial history than your social security number, because it leads from you right to your credit worthiness. So if someone asks for your social security number,
and quite a few do,
be very careful before giving it out. Who's asking for it? Do you have a commercial relationship with them? And how are they going to use it? Even if you trust that person, they may be asking for your social security number simply because they always have, and they may accept some different kind of identifier for you.
These people who were ruined, do they have any recourse?
Well, what they have rights under federal law to clean up their credit reports. In your intro, Bob, you said that the damages could exceed $2.5 million. Well, that's just the beginning of the story, because there are the losses that the ID thieves incurred by spending money in someone else's name. But then what happened to that bad debt? It was reported onto the consumer's credit report, and that's the problem that they really experience.
Are they liable for any fraudulent charges?
No. Generally, under federal law and under just business practices, the consumers would not be held liable for that debt. But what they do have to do is review their credit reports from each of the three major credit reporting agencies very carefully. And they do have rights under federal law to dispute the fraudulent and incorrect information that's on their credit report.
Okay, this involved a worker at a computer software company. How do companies keep track of what their employees are doing?
What a great question. I mean, because that's really the problem. This was the loose cannon, if you will. What they have to do when they hire people who have access to data is make sure that they're trustworthy. That is the person at the help desk, if he, they should have done a background check, they should have done a criminal records check, because he had access to all of this crucial and valuable information through the software packages. Whether that was done and he just slipped through the net, it remains to be seen, but your information is only as secure as the people who are guarding it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Betsy Broder is Assistant Director for Planning and Information in the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau for Consumer Protection.